What's going on, guys? Thanks for tuning into the Local Crown Podcast, where we're going to teach you how to wage war on your competition and earn your local crown, also known as the top spot on Google.
What is up, Local Crown entrepreneurs? I am here today with Dennis Yu, and we are going to talk a ton about marketing, building people up, and correct hiring, just a ton of things today. I'm super excited. I'm going to hand it over to you, Dennis. Why don't you tell our audience about what you do, where you've been, your history, and like how you got into what you're doing today?
Yeah, thank you, Antonio. So 20 some years ago, I built the analytics at Yahoo, a search engine that you may have used.
Wow.
And I've always been a data, math, analytics, optimization kind of geek. And because of what I've learned in school and what I didn't learn in school, I want to teach other people digital marketing. I want them to have the benefit of the mentorship that I had working at Yahoo, or being able to have the CEO of American Airlines as a mentor, other people like that. I believe that apprenticeship and learning real skills while you're working is something that has to happen in digital marketing, that there has to be a real certification job path, just like for doctors and lawyers and pilots and people who fix cars. Like there's a clear path. And so my mission is to create a million jobs. And I'm so happy that we're partnering with folks like GoDaddy and Instagram and Fiverr and onlinejobs.ph and John Jonas, like all these other guys that believe in creating training for their groups of people. So anytime we can reach groups of agency owners or groups of friends in Pakistan, like my buddy Rehan has a million folks that follow him in Pakistan. So we're training up all these guys to be able to make $500 a month as digital marketers, which is life-changing money over there.
Yeah.
And I'm going to BYU in a few days to teach out there. So we've taught out there a bunch of times and a bunch of other universities, but we believe that the training leads to certification, and anyone that believes in this, we want to partner with them. And likewise, if you're a small business owner, then you should hire only people who are competent versus people who just say they know how to do social media marketing or Google ads or whatever.
Awesome. Yeah. Wow. That was packed full of things I want to definitely ask you about. So first off, starting, how did you know you like got into digital marketing and all that, and just the data analytics? How did you kind of jump into that and figure out you liked that?
I competed in math contests 30 something years ago, and I found I was good at it. Plus, I'm Asian, so I could travel to math contests. I had a perfect math on the SAT, and things like programming and databases came naturally to me, like huge data sets.
Yeah.
So it wasn't called digital marketing back then. It was called webmastering. It was around building websites, and that evolved into different components of digital marketing, social media marketing, and whatever the word is now. Yeah. But it's always about trying to show people what they want, right? The whole thing with search is you're trying to show consumers who are looking to buy a new house or their toilet's broken or whatever it might be with those particular providers. So if we serve on both sides, so if we train up the people who can provide the work and we are creating jobs for them with by serving the real estate agents and serving the mortgage brokers and serving the chiropractors and serving the agencies that service those local businesses, then we've created a fantastic ecosystem. And I have an economics degree as well. And I just love seeing where there's an opportunity to create jobs and have those jobs being paid for, not because people are making donations to a nonprofit, but because it's being paid for by businesses who are actually seeing value. And then we create a marketplace, a mechanism for everyone to measure what's going on.
That's awesome. Yeah. So you talk about, before this, you talked about certification and you believe like everything should be kind of like a doctor or something like that, where they have to have this training to even be in this area. Do you have to have, are you thinking like in certain areas of business, each is a different certification, or is it like a general certification for all of marketing and business and things you can get?
Depends on who you are.
Okay.
So if you are an agency owner, then you need to know how to do account management. You need to understand the fundamentals of digital marketing, but you might not need to know how to build a website the right way. You might not need to know how to edit videos or do graphics or do landing pages or set up SMS campaigns or rank in the Google Local 3-pack. So there are account managers who are agency owners, salespeople, relationship-oriented people. And then there are the people that do the detailed tactical, technical document level kind of work. And so we view this as waiters and cooks. So the virtual assistants that we have in the Philippines and Pakistan and other places are skill-based people where there's six roles here, because that's in digital marketing, you can break out everything into these six categories, which we have training and certification on.
Yeah.
And then talking to the clients is the account manager layer. And there's one path to become a, what we call a CDMP, a certified digital marketing professional.
Oh, cool. Okay. That makes sense. So someone could kind of really pick their path and what they really wanted to focus on within those certifications.
Yeah. Do you want to talk to the client, or do you want to work on campaigns and work with data and work on building things?
Awesome.
But someone who's a cook is probably not going to be very good with the clients. And the people that are good with the clients, like these waiters, I call them waiters kind of lovingly. If you let them into the kitchen, they'll probably burn themselves, cut their fingers off, right?
Awesome. Do you have like a good way to tell like kind of which one you, is it just a personal thing? Or do you have like a, you say you build people up and you try and train them. Is there ever a time where you're kind of like, hey, you are just not a waiter, or like, I know you want to be, but that's not where you should be.
People can quickly tell.
Okay.
And I mean, you already know based on how you are as a person, whether you are more like an introvert and you want to work in tools, or whether you're relationship oriented and you want to talk to people, you want to do training, you want to get your face out there, you want to do coaching. It's pretty clear. It's easy to self-select, but sometimes people will want to do both. So people who are good at managing an agency, maybe they just really want to learn to do SEO, for example, and they start dabbling. And sometimes they find that they like the tools and they're good at it. And sometimes they find, you know what, I'd rather just hire other people to do the stuff so I can focus on what's the best use of my time, because I don't want to do stuff that's only $5 an hour. And there's a bunch of people very happy to do that kind of work at $5 an hour.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Do you work on your own car? Let's say your car breaks down, or you know, you need your oil change. Do you do that?
No.
You probably could go online and figure out how to do it, right? By watching YouTube videos if you wanted to, right?
Yeah.
But you don't.
No. Good. Yeah.
And that's the way we look at it.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, that's like a really good point too, because there's a ton of things. I'm sure that I probably could like wash and clean up my dog as well, but I don't want to figure out how to do it.
Time worth, you know? Yeah. So I've been slammed before because I have a maid that comes and she does all kinds of stuff. So I don't have to cook or clean or go to Costco or go to the post office or run errands or stuff like that, because I value my time and it's great for her, right? And it's great for our friends. So I'm always looking at things that are worth, say, $500 an hour or more, right? So whatever your time is worth. So if you run an agency and you do social media and you need to do video production and video editing, you could probably do the video editing. Maybe you learn how.
Yeah.
But I can pay someone who's world-class and does it day in and day out, the way I want it, $5 an hour all day long, which is $700 a month. Really, it boils down to what's your time worth, right?
Exactly. So that's a good point leading into like, how do people kind of judge what their time's worth when they're starting that new business and they're trying to budget in every area? And usually people cut in the marketing area, or they're like, oh, I can learn that. And what do you say to that?
You can if you want. We have friends that are personal injury attorneys and they do north of $10 million a year. So you can do the math on that to see what their time is worth. My buddy Ali Awad is the most successful personal injury attorney in social media. And he just crossed $10 million. I spoke at his conference a few months ago. And his time is $1,500 an hour
for coaching.
Now, he knows how to edit video. He knows how to run Google Ads. He knows how to do YouTube. He knows how to do local listings and SEO and websites. He knows how to do all that kind of stuff. But do you think he's the one doing that anymore?
No.
Because his time's worth at least $1,500 an hour.
That's insane. Yeah. Right? Yeah. So
and all the people we know that are in their area of expertise, they're a real estate agent, they're a dentist, they're a chiropractor or whatnot. Their time's probably worth $100 an hour, maybe $200 an hour. So if you can pay somebody at $5 an hour and they do a whole day's worth of work, what's that worth to you, right?
Yeah, a ton. And I think people just don't understand it can be that simple and cheap. They think, well, it's so hard for me to do it. I'm sure paying someone to do it is insane, which I'm sure happens a lot too, is if people are uncertified, just saying they're good at it and they come in and kind of throw out a price. Is there,
you know?
Yeah. How do you know what it's worth?
Yeah. We like to say to people, you think we're expensive? Try incompetence.
Yeah. And you don't even get the return on it is probably, you know, the testing, the data that you guys all monitor, which I know you guys are huge on. How do you kind of go about watching all that data and making sure you're being successful when advertising?
Imagine that you're a doctor and you don't have an MRI. You don't have an X-ray. You can't take blood. You have no measurement. Then where are you? You're a witch doctor. Then you pull out your Ouija board or whatever, your voodoo doll, right? And we believe that if you are working on somebody's account, you're like their marketing surgeon, if you will, right?
Yeah.
And before you ever operate, but no matter how good you think you are at heart surgery or brain surgery or like whatever it is, we're going to take vitals, right? We're going to do the X-ray. We're going to do the MRI. We're going to do the blood. Even if the patient comes in and says, Dr. Antonio, I know that I want a lung transplant. And I'll say to you, well, I know you think you want a lung transplant. You're very confident about that because you've watched YouTube videos and you've had friends that have done that. But before we start operating, we're going to scan your body and all this to make sure, see how healthy you are, see if you have various other sorts of conditions. Because maybe, you know, it's maybe you just have heartburn. Maybe it's something else before we, you know, transplant your lungs. I'm using a ridiculous example.
Yeah, no, it makes sense though.
So measurement is key. We always start with measurement. And a lot of the agencies that we coach, we have several thousand agencies that follow us. And a lot of the small business owners will say, I just want to go straight into running ads. Well, I want to run ads too. But before we run ads, we need to analyze what you have, analyze what's working, see where you spent money, see where the holes are, and then discuss what we have, you know, discuss the diagnosis, and then we're going to move to the treatment plan. So we'd like to say that prescription before diagnosis is malpractice.
Yeah, that makes a ton of sense.
Digital marketers don't like to analyze. They're afraid of it. Maybe they think it's like calculating taxes or something. They don't like math. But we see that for the most part, when we do analysis, most of the things that they think they need a website. They think they need to be on TikTok, as Gary Vaynerchuk said so. Or most of the things they think they need are not actually the issue.
Yeah, that's so interesting too. And that's like a big point is you like every that you see what's working for other people, but that could not be working for you. So you can't just go diagnosing yourself because like your friend over there says they have heartburn too, you know?
Yeah, I watch this YouTube video. I think I know exactly what I want. Well, you know what? You go ahead and do that and then come back to me later. Tell me what happened.
Yeah, exactly. That's actually so interesting. I've never even thought about it like that. So like going off that, and I know you just said that you have like a ton of mentors and all this, and I know your company really values being like just mentors and training other people into it. How do you maintain and like, how have you created that culture, I guess, is what I'm interested in like just constantly being teaching and building each other up. That's like a pretty solid thing to keep around.
Well, that's how I learn. You're the average of the five people you spend the most time with. So yesterday I was hanging out with a very successful agency owner and he was showing me all kinds of new tools and techniques and things that they're building. It's Agency Box. They're just a few miles away here in Las Vegas. And 3 days ago, I was with Dr. Lyons. I'm actually in his office here. There's a picture of him and the queen there on the wall. I was the one who took that picture in Malaysia. That's the queen of Malaysia.
Wow.
And other sorts of people. So I'm learning all about health. I'm learning about nutrition. I'm always around other people that there's a symbiotic. I'll give you another example. So 2 days ago, I was with Gavin Lira. And Gavin Lira is one of the top people in the world of PR and verification and getting a Google Knowledge Panel and getting, you know, press submissions and articles posted on. And so we spent a whole day together.
Yeah.
And he taught me, can you imagine like what his time would be worth to spend the whole day with this guy hanging out, right? Just learning, asking questions, and he's logging in. And we recorded 2 hours of it just because I said, wow, this is so incredible. We just need to, is it okay if we just turn Loom on and just record everything that you're saying here? Because it's so good. It's like, oh, this is stuff in the industry. Like no one else really knows this, but okay, fine, right?
Yeah, wow.
And so he, in exchange for you know, building his brand, because I'm saying, wow, here's like five things I learned from Gavin Lira. I bet you didn't know this, 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 and this. I'm like, wow, that's incredible. Uh-huh. I get that kind of coaching for free because I'm so lucky to be around these people. But the funny thing, Antonia, is that these people will say, wow, I got to hang out with Dennis Yu for a whole day. Yeah. Because I'm adding, because I have some knowledge that they don't have. So like some people will think, and this is completely wrong. So some people think, oh, well, Dennis is like super knowledgeable in digital marketing and all this because he's got 30 years of experience, blah, blah, blah. I am ridiculously ignorant. I know so little because every day there's these new tools. People come to me and they'll say, hey, have you seen this AI software that auto-generates websites? Have you seen this tool that does this, that integrates with that? I'm like, I have never seen this before.
Yeah.
And so every day I get more and more ignorant because there's more and more information. There's more and more books. There's more and more people to meet. So my way of keeping up with this is I don't know. I might not know the answer, but I definitely know who I can call. So if I have a question about YouTube, I know the number one guy in YouTube ads. I was on a podcast yesterday with the number one guy in LinkedIn ads. I've known him for like 8 years, AJ Wilcox, right?
Yeah.
So any question I have about LinkedIn, I know I can just text him or call him and he'll tell me the answer. But he, if he knows, or if he has a question about Facebook ads or analytics or the Google Tag Manager or, you know, pixels or things like that, he knows he can just ping me and I'm not going to charge him $1,500 to answer his question, but he's not going to charge me either. And you probably know this, and anyone listening or watching, you also know that in the world of digital, it's very, very small. We all know each other. And in whatever field you're in, it's very, very small, especially at the top.
Yeah, that's really interesting. And yeah, like I think that's a big point people kind of forget is you want to be that person that can solve all the problems, even if you don't have the answer. You can get that answer.
Because I know who to call. That's the thing.
Yeah.
So I'm what's called rationally ignorant. And you guys should all do this if you're not doing it already. Is to know that because you could spend forever trying to learn everything. You'll never keep up. You'll always feel behind and be overwhelmed. But I have a group of people that I talk to all the time. Sometimes I have to pay to get access to these things. But you can see like right here on my phone, these are the people that I've been hanging out with just in the last week or so. And anyone watching, go in slow motion and you can see who these people are.
Wow.
And look, I was at a freaking volcano.
That's pretty cool,
An erupting volcano. But at the same time, so I was having fun, right? Hiking to the volcano and smelling the sulfur coming out. But at the same time, I'm also with the guy who's about to be the largest employer in Nicaragua. And he's got a huge agency, JC Height. And we're just hanging out, talking about what it's like to run agencies and some of the behind the scenes kind of stuff. Here we are, right? Awesome. I'm just taking little 15 second stories. I'm interviewing him. He's interviewing me. And this is how I'm able to build my business and have a good time. So I'm all over. Look, I was in Europe all last month.
That's amazing. Yeah.
But I wasn't, and it was vacationing, I guess, but I'm also hanging out with I was with Valentin Rado, who runs OmniConvert. He's the top e-commerce player in Europe. Right.
Zane. Yeah. So can you speak to that on how to, I guess, I feel like a lot of people get stuck in this knowledge data, have to be the best at working on the numbers and all that versus like being very relationship based. And like you said, like I'm with all these people learning, like you're trying to learn, but I'm making relationships. How do you make that switch?
There's a book and I think it goes along the lines of it's not what, but who. So anytime you have a question like, how do I do this? Or how do I do that? Or instead of saying how, say who, because who means who can do this for me? Who should I contact? Who has that knowledge? And so you solve problems like a hot knife through butter because you don't have to spend all this time. If there's something I don't know about, I know who to call and they will take care of it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That's simple.
Yeah.
For example, we've got a whole bunch of real estate agents, for example, that we work with because we have a lot of real estate agents that refer more real estate agents. And I needed someone who could manage all of these real estate agents. And so my buddy Gavin Bell in Scotland happened to be available. He wanted to grow his agency. And so he and I are making all sorts of videos in Edinburgh, Scotland, about what real estate agents need to know about digital marketing. And we have tons and tons of these videos of he and I together where we're just walking around, we're eating food, we're doing things. And so if you were to be able to like open up my skull cap and look inside my brain, you would see the gears that we're turning And it's all the mapping inside my brain is if there's a question, if there's a challenge, if there's a project, if there's like something that has to be done, my brain looks at this and says, okay, who do I know that can take care of this?
Yeah.
So anything, you know, someone comes in, there's a question, there's like some issue. It's like, okay, I'm going to push it out to this person. I'm nothing more than like an entry point where I just take it in and then I push it out to these other people that I know can do that thing.
Awesome. And by
that's how you get more volume.
And that sounds like, yeah. And so when you're starting off and you really, let's say, have a very small circle and you're like, I don't know these people right yet. How do you recommend people start reaching out and like grabbing these people to be around? So like, do you just like reach out?
You know the best people? Literally, you go to Google.
Google.
The question is, and the people who show up at the top are usually the people who have the most knowledge and have the most experience, usually. And sometimes the people at the very top are ads, but go past the ads and see who actually has the most trust. Look, I believe you may have heard like success leaves clues, right?
Yeah.
If someone is good at something, they will publish their knowledge. It shouldn't be a secret, right? Mm-hmm. So if people have questions about how to do Facebook advertising, fine, go to Google, type in Facebook advertising, and you'll see my stuff over and over and over and over and over again. But it's not sales pitches. I'm actually showing, here's how to do the dollar a day stuff. Here's what's changed with targeting. Here's what OCPM is. Here's how to set up the conversion API because iOS 14 changes. Here's how to, you know, set up your campaign structure. Here's how to do it for orthodontists. Here's, you know, like you'll just see so much content. Anyone who's good at something will publish their knowledge openly and freely because they know that they have enough knowledge out there that anyone who would want to hire them as a client or a patient or whatnot, we'll look at that and say, you know, I could probably spend years and years trying to study to be as good as so-and-so and try to do my own heart surgery because it's not a secret. I mean, you can go to medical school and learn how to be a surgeon. It's not like they have, oh, this is like a secret on how to do heart surgery. It's a secret on how to fly the airplane. It's not a secret, right?
Yeah.
Publish it. And people who are good at something will clearly publish it and you can inspect their results. You can inspect their training. You can inspect their checklists. It's like for a cook. If you tell me, Antonia, that you're a good cook, I'm going to ask to see your recipes. I want to inspect your recipes. I want to inspect the reviews that you have for your customers. Let's say you make wedding cakes or something like that. Okay, great. Let me taste some of your wedding cakes. Let me talk to other people that have purchased your wedding cakes, right? Let me see pictures of your wedding cakes. Let me see. I need to see the stuff. I need to see that you've done the thing. And it's really that simple, right?
Yeah.
So you go to a new city and you're hungry and you see like a row of five restaurants, right? How do you decide which restaurant you're going to go to?
The most people at one probably, or.
And you look at the reviews as well. Yeah. And then you walk in there and you look at the tables and you look at the food and you're like, oh, do I want to eat that or not? Right.
Mm-hmm.
And the same should be true in any area of expertise. Now it just happens to be like, for me, I'm in the world of digital marketing. So I'm super well connected in this little world of digital marketing. But there's 1,000 other areas that you can be an expert in. So each of us should be an expert in our one world, our one thing. We're like really good at our one thing.
Yeah.
So if I need to fix a car, you know, let's say my brakes aren't working or something like that, am I going to go to YouTube and try to figure out how to change my own brakes and change the calipers and do like what, however, I don't even know how a brake works. Okay. I just step on the pedal and it slows the car down. And I'm like, okay, that's what happens. No, I go to a brake specialist and I know that they're going to go ahead and take care of it. Right.
Yeah.
So I stay in my area, but I'm very well connected in my area. Just like each of you guys, you know, you're very well, each of us is very well connected in our one area.
One area. Exactly. Yeah. And I think getting past that, like thought of, I have to be an expert on everything, or I have to do everything for myself, when you need to ask for help.
You can't
grow with that mindset.
Nope.
Awesome. Plus,
if you don't refer it out, if you're not asking for other people for help, then they don't know what to ask for help for you. And then you can't refer business out to them.
Exactly. And then
when I need help, I'm often paying other people for stuff and other people are paying me. So I never have to worry about sales because people know what I'm good at. And our clients know what we're good at. So if they say, hey, can you do this one thing? And I'll say, that's not our thing, but this is the person who can do that thing. There's a ton of trust in me because it's like, yeah, Dennis is never going to like mislead us, because if he can't do it, then he's going to push it off to one of these other people who can. And so when we refer to, like, if it's LinkedIn ads, I'm going to refer it to AJ Wilcox because I know him and trust him. I've seen his results. We've worked together on many projects. And at the same time, if there's something related to digital plumbing, which is tracking and analytics and all that, he refers that over to us because he knows that we do that over and over and over again.
Yeah. And you're going to treat him right. And you have a good rapport with them and the relationship's going to be strong.
Everything we have is based on these relationships. We don't need to advertise. We don't cold call. We don't do the, hey, let's hop on the phone for 15 minutes and let me see if I can help you grow your business. Like,
yeah,
no, it's just they come to us. They're already ready to buy. In fact, most people have already checked out and bought the package that we have for local businesses before ever talking to any of us.
Yeah.
No sales calls. We have zero salespeople.
Yeah. And that's just because of, like, you can tell your values of just like valuing people and valuing everybody in like your circle and your tight knit circle. Yeah. That's awesome. That's like incredible. And I think that's something easy to apply in every business, even just starting out, is just
focus on
relationships.
Yeah. So this guy who's a really awesome personal injury attorney, and he's grown his business, not just like financially, he's done very, very well, but he has great relationships with chiropractors and physical therapists. So when people get in a car accident and they go see the people that deal with these sorts of injuries, these doctors of different types, those doctors, especially chiropractors, refer business over to him as a personal injury attorney, right? Yeah. And likewise, he's got billboards all over the place and whatnot. So when people call him and you know, whatever, they had gotten some kind of car accident, then he refers out to these other specialists because he knows that they're going to take care of them. Same thing if you're a real estate agent. How do you get your leads? Through your referrals and also through your mortgage broker friends, right? And mortgage brokers get their leads from the real estate agents. See, there's this symbiotic relationship where people, these business networks cross refer.
Exactly. Yeah. That's like, and like, I think once you break it down so simple, it makes you just feel nuts for making it so complicated until someone just lays it out and they're like, it's really easy. You know, you just have to talk and be like good to the people and make sure you're given the quality of your service.
I'd ask people, where did your last three good clients or customers come from? And I bet you, if unless you're like brand new in business, they all came from referral.
Yeah. And that's exactly how you're going to keep growing, is if you're each person that you just saw too is referring people.
Yep. So
awesome. Yeah. Wow. I hope like that was incredible and full of like just really simple ideas that make it seem not so hard. Last question really quick. Is there anything you want to tell our audience that you just recommend when you're getting out there, starting to go or creating these relationships? Just like one last final tip.
Don't go for testimonials. Go for success stories, because a success story is actually teaching how you've done something. It's actually valuable. It's actually entertaining because you understand someone's journey. A testimonial is, I really like working with Antonia. She's amazing. You should hire her, blah, blah, blah. It has no value. It could be completely true, but it has no value. So when you focus on storytelling and you get your message out there, your business will grow and people will get to know who you really are and what it's like working with you. It showcases your expertise, which is not the same as selling. And when you do that, you make that shift. You go from testimonials or reviews to storytelling. You become more like a podcaster because you're elevating your guest. You're elevating other people. You're not one of those douchebags where you're just talking about how awesome you are.
Yeah.
You're letting your customers do the work for you. And then if you do the dollar a day approach, this is something we've taught for 15 years. You spend a dollar a day on Facebook, a dollar a day on Twitter, a dollar a day on YouTube. You can get your message out there and the algorithm will do the targeting for you. It's very, very simple. Don't need to hire an agency. Don't need to have this complex consultation. When you create the right content, that I just told you, the mindset of how to do that. It's really that simple. 99% of businesses get it wrong. Not just local businesses, agencies, just anyone who's selling stuff, products or services, get that wrong. Get that right content in video format, vertical video, like I showed you on my phone, 15-second vertical videos. Then put it out there for a dollar a day.
Yeah.
You combine these two things. It's like peanut butter and jelly or whatever your analogy is of two things that work well together. And that's an 80-20 kind of thing. That will give you that thing I just told you about, getting the right kind of content and stories, putting it out there for a dollar a day. will, that's like the 10% of work that will give you 90% of value. Of course, there's way more to understand about digital marketing, but this one thing that I told you is going to, if you just do that one thing, you're going to be ahead of almost everybody.
Wow.
Yeah. There's a whole course on it too, the dollar a day approach.
Yeah, awesome. Actually, can you get into that? Can you just tell us where to reach out to you, where to get more information from you? Because I have, if I didn't have just 30 minutes, I'd have a load more of questions, but let's get some sights on how to hook up with you and what you're doing. Yeah.
Go to blitzmetrics.com/FDD, which stands for Facebook for a dollar a day. And if you want to consume all the content that's free, just Google me and you'll see. Whatever your favorite thing is, you know, YouTube videos and blog posts and Quora answers and like all that Facebook, like all that stuff's there. Anyone that wants to get stuff for free, it's out there. Anyone who wants to pay for training, which is better organized and kept up to date, you can do that too.
Awesome. Yeah, that sounds awesome. And like you said, if someone's genuine and knows their stuff, they're going to be teaching it. And I think you fully embrace that. And that's so cool. I enjoyed every minute of our podcast today. And I hope you guys tune in next time. Be sure to look up Dennis Yu and have a great rest of your day.
Thanks so much for tuning in. I hope you learned something. If you have questions, email us at info@thelocalcrown.com. And if you want to get featured in our publication, Inside the Empire, alongside John Lee Dumas, the Entrepreneur on Fire, Jason Waller, the CEO of Power Home Solar, Sharon Lecter, Dan Caldwell, the man that started Tap Out, and the limitless man himself, Jim Quick, for free, then head over to thelocalcrown.com/become a contributor.